listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. The Environment Minister has thanked Southwest locals for their efforts trying to help a pod of stranded whales last week. More than 100 pilot whales beached themselves at Toby Inlet last Thursday, with nearly 30 dying as a result. Rhys Whitby says he was impressed by the community's response.
The people of Dunsborough and the wider area responded incredibly to that stranding of pilot whales. They did all they could to help save as many as they did.
Efforts are underway to map groundwater resources in the Great Southern. DPIRD, working with National Science Agency CSIRO, to survey the Beaufort River area. DPIRD's Richard George hopes it'll help boost water supplies.
There is a range of businesses now, clearly with dry conditions, that need more reliable water supplies. And where there's no integrated pipe supply, these small groundwater resources are really an important part of the future supplies.
A spike in motorcycle fatalities in WA has prompted fresh calls to keep safety front of mind. 20 riders have died on our roads this year, compared to a total 16 in 2023. Road Safety Commission's Charles Haynes says the deaths are largely in our regions.
60% of the fatalities have been in the regions and 40% have been in the metro area. Generally, the fatalities that happen in the regions are single vehicle accidents.
In sport, round two of the Southwest Netball League wrapped up over the weekend. South Bunbury recording a massive 48-22 win over AMR. HBL couldn't get it done against Collie Eagles, losing out by 10, but the scores were tied in Bunbury and Busselton's clash, finishing 44-all. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.